This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hi, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. I want to get your take on this craziness out there in the world, coronavirus craziness, 866-735-2470. I'd love to hear what you have to say. I'd love to hear if you have been impacted. I don't know anybody that's been impacted by the coronavirus. I don't know anybody that's got the coronavirus. I shouldn't say that. I don't know anybody that's been impacted directly by the coronavirus, but I know a lot of people have lost their jobs. I had to let people go at True Skin Health. It was horrible. But I want to hear from you guys. What do you guys think about it? What are you doing to prepare? And by the way, it looks like we're going to be having a lockdown here in the next few days. I think all of the country, really. I know in Colorado. What are you doing to prepare? How are you staying psychologically sane? Are you concerned? Is your family concerned? Have you been impacted? I'd love to hear from you guys. Everybody wants to hear from you. If you have been impacted by this, or if you have a take, call us here at 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you are interested in purchasing longevity supplements or immune-boosting supplements, in fact, any supplements are going to have some positive effects on the immune system. I'm always getting this question, what can we do for our immune system? Well, it's the same stuff, really. Building the immune system is not like there's something special to build the immune system. You build the body and you build the immune system along with it. And that's what supplementation is about. And if you've been on the bubble about supplementation, if you haven't supplemented, this is the perfect opportunity to get yourself on a supplement program. And if you have been supplementing, you're protected, at least as much as you can be protected. Use the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You can use our Ultimate Selenium, the CFX product, Vitamin CFX, and also Vitamin C Chewables, and then also Zinc FX. Zinc is super. I've been talking about zinc for years. It's right up there with Vitamin C for building the immune system, 50 milligrams a day. Call 866-735-2470 if you want to order direct, or call or go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com if you want to order off the website. And you really, really should think about starting a longevity business. If you are going to be in the home, if you're going to be in lockdown, this is a great opportunity to build yourself a business for the future. For the future, don't count on just your job. You know, if you have a job, and if you don't have a job, this is a great way to make some extra income to get you through. Call 866-735-2470. Tell them you want to join the Bright Side Ben team, or go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And you can sign up right off the websites. We also have news stories, blog posts. I have a video that I did with my friend Jonty. I did a couple days ago about my take on the coronavirus. And I do have not surprisingly, a little bit of a different take. Anytime the whole mass media is in lockstep, you want to be suspicious. The mass media's job is to sell advertising. The mass media is not there to help. They're there to sell ads. They're there to make money. It's a business. And so if we're trying to get our news and we're trying to get informed from the mass media, just understand you're not going to get the straight scoop from the mass media. You're not going to get the straight scoop from any media, or rarely anyway. Because the job of the mass media is to just sell ads and fear sells. And that's just how it is. And that's why all we hear about is fear. Fear, 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 fear. And occasionally, somebody says, we got to be calm and don't panic. A lot of good that does when 99% of everything is fear. By the way, you can get our True Skin Health products, and this is a time that you want to practice self-care, and this is a time you want to maintain a sense of normalcy as best as you can, and taking care of your skin is a great way to do it. Taking care of your skin with True Skin Health products, and that's what our True Treatments are about. Of course, we also have supplements at TrueTreatments.com. Our Blemish Repair Complex is actually an immune boosting supplement. It's not just for blemishes and not just for the skin. TrueTreatments.com, TrueTreatments.com. All right, we will get your calls in our next segment, because we have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Greg Kozera is an engineer, and he's a director of marketing for a fracking company, and he's got an interesting take on plastics and petrochemicals in general, and he's also a motivational speaker. And so I thought he'd be a real good guest to have on. He's been talking about the coronavirus now for a little bit in a motivational sense, but he also has an interesting take on the coronavirus, on fighting the coronavirus and flu and other health issues with petrochemicals and plastics. Now, I don't know what he's going to say about that. I haven't talked to Greg yet, but I'm sure it's going to be interesting, and we'll get to him at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment. So, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center, which is coronavirus.jhu.edu, just Google coronavirus, Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center, and you get the numbers. Total confirmed cases, 247,400. This is since it began. Total confirmed cases, 81,000 of which are in China, 41,000 in Italy. Basically, about five countries, China, Italy, Iran, Spain, and Germany, account for the very, very large bulk, 120, 150, 170. About 170,000 of the 247,000 deaths are in five countries. And then in the terms of deaths, it's now up to 10,000, most of which are in Italy. But check this out. Italian research finds 99% of virus victims had prior illnesses. Report. Average age of COVID deaths in Italy, 79.5. We are under the Italian model. We're using the Italian model to determine what's going to happen with this coronavirus. And by the way, all of the numbers are all statistical, based on statistics and algorithms. And as the old saying goes, when it comes to statistics, garbage in, garbage out. It depends on what you feed into the algorithms to going to determine what kind of conclusions you're going to draw. They're not factoring in when they do the Italian model and they plug the Italian numbers into the statistical algorithm. They're not factoring in that 99% of them were people who suffer from COPD or heart disease or diabetes. Or how about the drugs they give you? The drugs, check this out, the antiviral drugs they give you in the hospital, guess what they do? They affect the immune system. They're immune system drugs. In fact, some of them can cause a depression in the immune system. This is from Bloomberg. You know, this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. I'm not saying that you want to be skeptical or you just want to be kind of just vigilant. And you also want to be paying close attention to how people are drawing conclusions and paying close attention to how you're drawing conclusions. Where are we getting our information from? Nobody knows anything, pretty much, except for what we see on TV or read on the internet or see on the internet. So you've got to kind of maintain a sense of calm and cool, and that's what I'm going to be doing on this program for the next few days, or however long this is going for. I'm going to talk about how we can maintain a sense of calm and cool collectiveness. Yes, take care of things. Take care of yourself. Yes, use preventative measures, and it's very likely that we're all going to be stuck in the house for a little bit. But now is the time to practice calming, relaxing actions. Calming, relaxing breathing. Calming, relaxing meditation. Calming, relaxing prayer. Yes, prayer. communing with higher power. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll come back with your phone calls. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back. to the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in this segment. We've got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Greg Kozera is a petrochemical engineer and also a motivational speaker, and he's got some interesting things to say. He's got an interesting take or two on the coronavirus and also the relationship between petrochemicals and the coronavirus and on flu and on other health concerns. And it's kind of an interesting take based on his bio here. We'll talk to Greg at the bottom of the hour. Take your phone calls this segment, 844-236-6010. One of the best things you could do in this crazy time is maintain a sense of normalcy. People get freaked out and depressed and anxious. Everything else gets pushed aside. People don't shave. They don't shower. They don't change their clothes. This is the time to, number one, try to maintain a sense of normalcy, especially about your body and especially about self-care, taking care of yourself. I talked to my a friend of mine yesterday. She said, I'm going to go home and do my nails. And that's a great idea. Go home and do your nails. That's one of the best things you could do is do your nails. And that's why one of the best things you could do is take care of your skin. One of the best things you could do is work out and exercise. Taking care of your body and maintaining a sense of normalcy are powerful strategies to help us withstand this thing. And that's what this is about. How are we going to withstand this event? This is an event. I did my moment of truth today on trees. Because I was thinking about trees. Trees bend without breaking in a storm. If they're going to survive, they bend without breaking. The ones that don't bend without breaking, they crash. They die. Trees also have a certain anchoring in the soil. And that's kind of like we have to see, that's how you have to respond to crises. And this is no different. You want to be flexible in the sense that you want to be creative. You want to think originally. You can't fall back on your old ways of being. It doesn't work in a crisis. Crisis is an opportunity. In fact, that's what the word means, opportunity. This is an opportunity for us to become different thinkers. That's what it means to be flexible and resilient in times of duress. And at the same time, you have to be anchored. You're anchored and you're flexible. It's not one or the other. It's not like you're only solid and firm. It's not like you're only flexible and bendy. You're solid and flexible. You're anchored and you're resilient. And what are we anchored in? We're anchored in ourselves, in our families, in our loved ones, and in our communities. This is a time to be in community. This is a time to be connecting with your family and your friends. And this is a time to connect with who we really are. We're higher beings in a human body. Where there's the mind-body, the psychosomatic thing means there's a psyche aspect to us and there's a soma aspect to us. The soma aspect to us, that's, you know, there's certain things we can do to protect ourselves, that's true, but it's going to age and get older. But the psyche aspect of us, that gets better and better. It can, potentially, get better and better. And this is what we want to become rested in, is our psychologies. Our mental natures, you could call it the soul, you could call it spiritual if you think that along those lines, or you can call it mental and psychological if you're more scientific. That's where we want to become powerful. A lot of us are going through this hypercortisol state, this chronic stress anyway. And now we have all this to deal with. We'll talk about chronic stress and the three stages of chronic stress on our next Bright Side episode. Why don't you read this really cool thing, a quote from Dr. David Brownstein. I'm going to try and get David Brownstein on. He's got a bunch of good books on iodine and salt. But he says, at my office, we are not worried about COVID-19. We have been successfully treating coronavirus, influenza, rhinovirus, and many other viral flu-like illnesses for 27 years. We have had success using natural therapies to enhance the body's immune system, as well as to kill viruses. Today I ordered, this is what he ordered, intravenous hydrogen peroxide, vitamin C, ozone, glutathione, it's all IV. IV hydrogen peroxide, IV vitamin C, IV ozone, and IV glutathione. And he says, I'm confident these therapies will help them recover uneventfully. Intravenous nutrient therapies are awesome, awesome, awesome. And we'll be talking about that in the coming days as well. All right, Greg Kozera at the bottom of the hour, time to hit the phones. Let's finish up here with my good friend Bob. What's up, Bob? Hope you're on a better phone, a better connection here.
Yeah, good morning, Ben. Is this better?
Oh, way better. That was terrible yesterday.
I'm sorry about that.
I was bummed because you always have something interesting to say. So what is your take here?
Well, if you can bite your tongue, I have a little bit to say here.
Okay.
I find it ironic that the generation of past multiple decades has been subsidized with the middle-class golden eggs through their health care that basically afforded them a poor diet. And now they have turned around. That same generation of elders is turning around and shooting the goose that laid the golden eggs. And I say this not as an attack on the individuals, but as a reflection of centralized government, how it actually destroys our lives. It just doesn't happen right away, but it is not the answer to our problems.
Mm-hmm.
It is best that we let this, in my opinion, this virus take its toll through society.
You know, let me stop you right there. I got that, but let me stop you right there. I want to tell you something real quick. I got a call yesterday from a guy who heard me not even say that, but just say that George Norrie, when I was on George Norrie, he asked me, would that happen? I said, yeah, theoretically. I got a call yesterday from this guy who said he reported me to the CDC for saying that.
Well, good. I was going to say in completion here that let it take its course, because who's to say that if we suppress it now, that not just out there laying dormant and it doesn't spring up again in the fall.
It will.
Here we go again.
Here we go again.
More government lockdown, more dictates. You got Governor Newman out in California ordering people to stay in their homes, which is unconstitutional. But in addition to that, to compound the problem, we have all these empty white coats, whether it's radio or television, spewing their expertise without disclosing if they receive government grants for their studies. You know, the news media always have to disclose if they're affiliated with some organization, but yet how do we decide for ourselves the credibility of these doctors? In addition to that, these doctors then have to basically, you know, they talk about free market in the medical industry being stronger for the medical industry. That's true across all industries. I feel that maybe we all need to start locking arms. Are we willing, doctors, lawyers, truck drivers, landscapers, are we all willing to put on our yellow vests and join the world in solitude, go out and protest our governments and how they're dictating to us? Because
no, they're not going to do it. People bought into it, Bob. People have bought into this. There's no alternative viewpoints here. People have bought into this. Nobody's, not one person is questioning anything. And I'm not sitting here, you know, I got to watch what I say on the radio. So I'm not suggesting anybody should do anything. I'm just saying it's an interesting development how we bought into this 100% without asking questions. We bought into statistics. We bought into what we're told. And I'm not saying I know either way. I'm not making a political statement here. I'm just saying that how we form our beliefs needs to be examined. Once you accept something as a belief, it becomes true. So before you accept it, before you make a belief a truth, it really behooves you to like do a little bit of introspection. You know, how is this garbage in, garbage out? So if data comes in and it's bad data and you form an opinion on it, you're going to be making bad decisions. So you got to kind of examine where you get your information. You've got to examine the information you're getting. And I'm not saying I know either way. I'm not trying to be political here. I'm going to be very clear about that. I'm just saying this is an opportunity for us to use mental, psychological, and emotional strategies as well as physiological strategies. All right. We're going to take a break. Greg Kozira coming up in our next segment. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Breaking coronavirus news is Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has just announced the federal government's extending the deadline for Americans to file their income tax returns to July 15th. That comes as New York City's mayor says there are about 4,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in New York City, where at least 26 people are known to have died of the virus.
At the beginning of April, we will run out of basic medical supplies because of the intense strain that's being put already on our hospitals by this crisis.
That comes as United Nations health officials say the death toll from the COVID-19 virus outbreak has surpassed 10,000 around the world, and nearly a quarter million people have been infected with it in 163 countries. Johns Hopkins researchers say there are now more than 200 people dead from it in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. We're going to be talking in the coming days about the immune system and the stress response, things you could do for the immune system. And I'm going to try and emphasize things we could do for the psyche, because I think that's really, really important. By the way, there's a gal named Pema Chodron. She's not a gal. She's an older lady. She's an elderly woman. Pema Chodron, and she is a Buddhist monk, like Thich Nhat Hanh, kind of, if you ever heard of him, except she's American. And she writes a lot about living with vulnerability, living in uncertain times, being strong, how to handle uncertainty. And this is very, very important. Life is uncertain. She has a quote, "Let your journey to deep inner friendship your journey to deep inner friendship. That's what living with vulnerability is about. We want to start to experience deep inner friendship. We want to become friends with ourselves. And just like I say, friends don't let friends drive drunk. Friends don't let friends freak out. And so when you become friends with yourself, you'll find you're much more resistant to freak out. All right. I am very excited to have our next guest on. He's a combination engineer and motivational speaker. How do you like that? And he talks about the use of plastic in the health industry. And he's got interesting things to say about plastics in the health industry and also how plastics relate to the coronavirus, the flu, or other health concerns. And he's also, which I learned today, a motivational speaker. And he, like I've been saying for weeks, or for the last couple of weeks, that this is a time for us to all be motivational speakers. This is a time for us to all be inspirational to each other. And if you have special skills that way, this is a time when you can contribute those in a way. Those of us who are consider ourselves inspirational speakers or motivational speakers in a way, this is our time to shine. It's like we were born for this time. So please welcome to the bright side, Greg Kozera. What do you think, Greg?
Hey, Ben. It's good to be with you this morning, And I absolutely agree with you 100%.
Appreciate that. Now, you're an engineer. Tell us a little bit about your background as an engineer, but then I want to hear a little bit of your background as a motivational speaker.
I've spent over 40 years in the oil and gas industry in a lot of different ways, in management and sales and engineering. So I understand that part of it, and I've been doing, I'm a high school soccer coach, so I really got into the whole motivational speaking thing probably 25 years ago, and I joined the National Speakers Association, and they kind of helped me improve my craft. But to give you an idea, what really got me going was I was teaching, I'm a high school soccer coach, I was working with a young man trying to teach him leadership. And what really happened is I was trying to give back to this school, and what those young men gave me, they gave me the ability to dream again, and really we got excited. Matter of fact, brief story, young man, we never won anything at the high school, never went to a section or a region or forget state championship. When I said, what's your dream, gentlemen? Where do you want to be? And this was 20 years ago. He looks me in the eye and said, Coach, we want to play for the state championship. And I looked at him, I said, this is nuts. We've never even come close. We got one returning starter. We got to play the biggest, the baddest, the best. Ain't going to happen. I almost told him that, man. And I thought, well, why, it's his dream. I mean, what the heck? And I just said, we have a lot of work to do. Long story short, he convinced me. Together we convinced the team. And after, I mean, you know how far we went. After practice, I would talk about the goal, and then I'd scream, what's the dream? And I'd jump up in the air, throw up my arms, and the whole team would yell at the top of their lungs, wanting to win the state championship, to play for it. And they did. And that was, to me, that was this, wow, anything really is possible. And so that's kind of what sent me down that road, I guess.
Who do you speak in front of?
Pardon?
Who do you speak in front of?
Oh, I've done industry groups. I've done, big conventions, and I've done sports teams. So it's a pretty diverse group, large groups, small groups, but I love talking to young people, and really, if I can get in front of even corporations, sometimes those folks just need to believe in themselves. And I think that we're at that point right now, Ben. We got folks that I'm sure are in self-isolation, and some places they've even got places in lockdowns. You don't know what the future is going to bring. We don't know what the stock market's going to do. We don't know what this virus is going to do. And it really is easy to get down.
Yeah,
and this is a time where we can't afford to get down. I was in that same spot. In addition to coaching, I was until October 27th. I was in the adult league playing soccer, and ruptured both of my quads. Now the only reason, I said, "Why did it happen?" And then doctors, I don't know. The only thing they told me, "You're a little old to be playing this game, Greg." Be that as it may, but I was in the hospital. Didn't know had rhabdomyolitis, which is I tore the muscle so bad that I had this toxin in my system. So blood tests are terrible. I have no idea where we're going with this thing, and I was really tired. I felt Exactly the same way.
How old were you?
This week. I'm 58.
No, when that happened, how old were you? What part of your life?
68.
I'm wondering.
68.
Oh, this just happened.
It was October last year. I mean, it's only been, I'm still going through physical therapy. I can walk, I can ride a bike, I can do all kinds
of
stuff.
Oh, my gosh. So it's easy. So you have an experience. You have experience.
I sent a picture to my team of me cycling because I wanted them. I said, you know, all these they're behind, you know, they're locked in too at their houses. I want them to do something.
Yeah, getting up and doing something, moving your body, gives you a sense of control. Worry, in a way, gives people a sense of control. And so if you're not doing something positive to get a sense of control, you're going to find yourself worrying. And that's a real big issue. That's why it's so important to keep rituals, and it's so important to do self-care. What do you think of that, Greg?
Absolutely, because that's what I learned, even in the hospital, when I started to do something. And here's the other thing that really helped me. I'm as down as I thought I could be, and all of a sudden I get this phone call, and it's from the head coach. I'm the assistant coach. And he says, Coach, he says, I got all the boys together. They want you to do the cheer tonight. And it was like a shot of adrenaline.
Wow.
And all of a sudden that got me off my butt. And
that's
I started
awesome.
Doing exercises in bed. When I could get to a wheelchair, man, I'd jump in that chair first thing in the morning, and they had to find me. Because I was somewhere riding around
that
floor. I was at physical therapy early. I could take control, once I could do something, that changed my mental attitude, and it changed my physical attitude. I think that's what you're talking about right now. We can't have a pity party.
Yeah, we can't have a pity party. Right.
We may just need to call a friend, but look around. Every one of us can look around, and if we think it's bad for us, I guarantee you, every one of your listeners knows someone that it's worse for them. They need a phone call.
Yeah, call people, donate time. You can donate blood. You can donate money. You can just call your mother or call your grandmother or call your kids. Just staying in touch with everybody and helping contribute into the community, that will give us a sense of control that will kind of help us withstand the almost inevitable sense of anxiety and worry that happens when these things hit, because we have survival brains. Our brains are hardwired that way. Hey, Greg, I want to hear some of your takes on the coronavirus and plastics when we come back. We're talking to Greg Cozzero, the author of Just the Facts, Ma'am, and Learned Leadership. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Side, talking to Greg Kozera, author of Just the Fracks Man and Learned Leadership, and a motivational speaker as well. Thanks for that inspiration. Now, let me ask you, I want to get into your take on the coronavirus and plastics here in a minute, but real quick, what have you done to, that's really amazing, your recovery. I mean, aside from the mental things that you did and the exercise, did you do anything nutritionally?
Oh, absolutely. Matter of fact, I probably ate healthier. Of course, in the hospital,
yeah,
they didn't. You know, you can get. They didn't do that, but really, I've done that, and I think, and really, I'll be honest with you. Since we've been kind of isolated here, the quality of our meals has gone up. We're not eating fast food anymore. I mean, we're actually having salads, and we've been eating healthy these last several weeks. So,
I think
I've lost some weight too in the process, which is not a bad thing.
Where do you live?
I live in West Virginia. I started with the state capital of Charleston. A lot of the work I do is up in the Ohio Valley area.
Are you isolated?
Pardon?
Are you isolated?
Oh, absolutely. I'll get out. Like, I went to physical therapy this morning, so we can get out. But fortunately, I live in a rural area, and so I can get out and walk. I walk every day. Where I live, even if I see one of my neighbors, I mean, it's pretty easy to stay isolated because there's not that many of us here. So, you know, the poor folks that are maybe isolated in an apartment house in New York City or Los Angeles, man, I feel sorry for them. At least here, we can get out and work in the yard. So, I just make it a point to do that. And we got, my wife and I have bikes in here that we can ride now. So we've got to, and I think that's important for everybody. If they're isolated, you got to do something physically.
Yeah, yeah, you got to do something physical.
Walk around the house.
Yeah,
walk outside.
Get a rebounder. You know those little mini trampolines? Get a rebounder. Get those legs going. Get that lymphatic system moving. If you're trapped in the house for 2 weeks, man, and you want to be moving your body, absolutely. But we're running out of time. I'm very curious to know about this plastics thing. And the whole fracking thing, and what's that got to do with the coronavirus and medicine?
Oh, it is, most people don't realize this, that's our frontline defense. I mean, it really is. And here's what's happened, just so you know, I'm a small business owner. I mean, my wife and I do motivational speaking, we do training, but I'm also an economic development consultant, because what's happened in the last 10 years. The region I live in, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, what we call Shell Crescent, USA, it's the old Rust Belt. Well, that part of the country, man, currently is, if not, if it was a country by itself, we would be the third largest natural gas producer in the world. That's huge. The only place that produces more gas than our little region is the rest of the U.S. without us and Russia. I mean, we produce more natural gas than Saudi Arabia and Iran and all those other places. Because of that, we're bringing industry back here and we're creating jobs. And that's important because all of a sudden, we're not depending on the Middle East for our hydrocarbons. And here's where the plastics piece comes in. Most people think of oil as that's what runs your car, maybe natural gas is cooking. But those fuels are more important as feedstocks. In other words, they're, you know, our pharmaceuticals, our petrochemicals. But if you look at the nightly news, look at all those gowns, look at the masks, look at the gloves, those are all petrochemical products. I mean,
now, hang on, Greg, tell me. Greg, hang on. Tell me and tell our listeners, I don't know if you know this, but I'm a pharmacist, registered pharmacist. So tell the listeners how petrochemicals get turned into drugs.
Well, the process is good. It's those petrochemicals are, they're chemicals. I mean, they're...
Now start with the best, start with the hydrocarbon, the long-chain hydrocarbon, which is what the petrochemical is. How does that long-chain hydrocarbon, which is oil basically, how does that get turned into a drug? And yes, you're absolutely right. Most drugs are derived from these petrochemicals. But tell us from an engineering standpoint, a chemical engineering standpoint.
Well, I'm not a chemical engineer.
Oh, you're not a chemical engineer.
I'm not. I'm an agricultural engineer.
Okay. All right. Well,
so I don't have all the chemical
things,
but the main chain.
The gist of it.
Methane, butane, ethane, butane, propane, and those C molecules are where a lot of that stuff starts. Now, I don't understand the whole process. But I know this.
So you got
everything
you got
we're
these
put in our body. It's chemical based. Matter of fact, the danger that I see, I just realized during this whole coronavirus thing, how much of our pharmaceuticals are being produced in China, and that worries me. I know the FDA. I feel comfortable with them. I'm not sure what I'm getting out of China. And isn't it time that we took advantage of our abundant energy and our ability to automate and bring that stuff back here? I feel a whole lot better if I'm taking a medication that's manufactured in the U.S. because I have no idea what their quality control system is over there.
And what is Just the Fracks about? It's about fracking?
It's about fracking. And here's the thing, is all these petrochemicals come from oil and gas. And every oil and gas well, for all intents and purposes, there's very few that don't require fracking. All fracking is you know, these wells are 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,000 feet deep, and it's creating a small crack in that rock that allows those hydrocarbons to come out. Back in the 30s, they used to drill these wells, and, you know, the oil and gas would just blow out of the ground. Well, don't have that anymore. And you have some of these politicians that are talking about, you know, fracking is bad and let's ban it. What they don't tell you, and maybe what they don't know, is everybody fracks. Russia fracks, China fracks, Saudi Arabia fracks. I mean, I've got friends in the industry. It's everywhere. And if you take away fracking, we don't have an oil and gas industry. And without an oil and gas industry, we're depending on Russia and OPEC for those petrochemicals.
Hey, let me ask you something. What exactly is the downside to fracking? Isn't it like seriously abusive to the planet? I don't know. I'm not saying I know.
Here's what's amazing about that. As an engineer, I live. I mean, I can look out my door and see three wells where I live. I mean, I moved in here, and the wells are where the deer graze and my dogs play and everything. You know, my air's fine, my water's fine.
I'm talking about the stability, the geological stability when you frack. Doesn't it affect the stability?
We're talking about rock. This is hard rock. Now, there's some places in Oklahoma where they were worried about earthquakes, but they did a study on those. And I talked to the guy that actually did the study, and the earthquakes are coming for like 20,000 feet. There's some areas where you worry about, you know, if you're going to put water back in the earth, that there's an issue. But where I live, I mean, think about this. We've been fracking wells in this country since 1947. And the first time anybody had anything to say negative about fracking, believe it or not, was probably about 10 years ago, and it was just at that time where we suddenly became not a customer of Russia and OPEC, but a threat to them. And that's where we are today. We're the number one oil and gas producer in the world. The only reason you and I and your listeners are paying $2 for gasoline is because of the United States. If we went away, if they suddenly stopped fracking in this country, and our oil and gas industry went away, watch how fast gasoline goes to $5, because now we've got no control over Russian OPEC. They can sit in the smoke-filled room and decide how much we pay for this stuff. And all those medical gowns, all those gloves, all those, that's that front line of defense against this coronavirus. They're all made out of petrochemicals.
What about if we don't have
those petrochemicals, we don't have those products.
What about the environment, like ocean, animals in the ocean being swallowed up by these plastic petrochemicals?
Well, you don't hear on the news. And I'm truly an environmentalist because I know what's going on. And in the last 10 years, matter of fact, the American consumer, there's a study that came out that Shell Crescent USA did along with another group. And the American consumer saved over $1.1 trillion in the last 10 years. Now, what's interesting, during those last 10 years, CO2 levels, CO2 emissions in this country are down 14%. Use of hydrocarbons went up. CO2 went down, and we're the only country, believe it or not, according to the International Energy Agency, that is on track to meet the Paris Agreement. Now, we're not in that Paris Agreement, but we're going to meet it. Everybody else isn't going to get there. So I guess what I look at as an engineer, I'm thinking, shouldn't everybody be doing what we're doing? Because whatever they're doing, it's not working yet, and unless we help China and India fix their problem, we have a problem. So I'm working, what's neat is I'm working with a company right now that's in Asia. They want to come here to my region. Yeah.
Greg, hey, we're out of time, buddy. I wanted to wind down with a little motivational quote, but we're flat out of time. Can you give us one sentence for people to handle this coronavirus? One sentence real quick, because we're going to just run out.
Do something positive and believe in the future. You got to have hope now.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it, man.
Have power in the future.
Stay strong, buddy. Be good, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks, Greg Kozera.
Thank you.
Just the Fracks, ma'am. And learned leadership. And that's it. Stay strong. Stay psychologically strong and stay physically strong and try to keep a sense of normalcy as well. That's all the time we have for today. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.